The Better on Draft podcast is part of the PodcastDetroit.com network and is recorded live in the Detroit Sound Studios above Activate Gaming in Ferndale, Michigan.
Now, pop that 40 and kick back. Here is Dan, Nick, Ken, and Rob.
Gentlemen, welcome to episode number 31 of the Better on Draft podcast. My name is Ken, and as always, we've got all four usual suspects here tonight. Nick did not quit, contrary to popular beliefs. He left one week.
Wait, that was like a couple of weeks ago now.
That was 2 weeks ago, but he's back. So he has to come back for more weeks than he had left for.
My God.
So then it's official that he's back. I mean, we don't need another Terra here.
Oh, that was like, 2 weeks? That was...
Speaking of which, do you have my Russian River?
I'm still waiting for that.
Waiting for it.
I didn't realize there were like some double super secret probation going on for leaving for 1 week.
It's like triple super secret.
Damn.
So my name is Ken. Right now, I'm going to start off myself. I am drinking from Castile a Barista Chocolate Quad Ale. And it is smooth. It is very chocolatey, very delicious, and at a solid 11%.
That's it.
Nice.
I know, only 11%. My bad. It's over 10, so that's all that matters, right?
Yeah, that's true.
Rob, what's going on?
Well, just the usual, hanging out, just getting decided to grab a shorts, melt my brain.
How is it compared to the gin barrel aged?
Actually, it seems a little bit smoother to me. For the gin barrel aged one, I thought it was okay. I don't know. I really couldn't get into it. This is, I don't know. I guess this just seems a little bit better for me. I'll prefer the standard melt my brain, which apparently was doing that earlier because, having to deal with a nosebleed for the last 10 minutes.
Hey, would you have an aneurysm? Is that what was going on?
Yeah, I don't know what was going on. It's just, I went to blow my nose and then just.
First person to ever die at Podcast Detroit Studios.
Yeah.
Wow. Do we know that for sure?
I don't actually.
Because I really don't care about what else goes on here.
Confirm or deny, I guess, because I just don't know.
At least it would be
care.
Live on video. If anyone's watching, they see someone die. Which would be kind of sweet.
Rob passes out. We don't notice for the next half hour. People at Twitch are like, hey.
Well, he's taking a nap. He's sleeping.
He's sleeping. He's okay. Dan, what's going on?
What's going on, buddy?
What are you drinking?
Old school. I got Newcastle. I'm like peeling the label off of it. I don't know why, but yeah.
a little fidgety.
No, that's a bad habit I've always had is peeling the label off of a bottle. When I have it. I don't know why.
You don't get that 10 cents if you peel off the barcode.
You know, the last time I took a bottle back, it's got to be 5 years or more, if not more, maybe 10. I don't know.
So back in your 40s?
Yeah, something like that.
Okay. Just trying to get a proper time frame to know when you last returned a bottle.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Wait, yeah, Newcastle Brown's always a solid brown to go to.
It really is. So I saw it. I was like, oh, I want this. So I got it.
I think we were drinking it after a show one day when we were at Orchid. I think we went to Orchid.
Were we drinking those there?
Yeah, that's it was like $2 Newcastles. And we're like,
right.
Oh, right.
$2 everything.
Oh, so, yeah.
No matter what you want.
I was too busy trying to figure out what the hell they had to drink. I saw the Newcastle, and I said, that's good enough for me.
Yeah, good stuff.
Nick.
Hey.
What are you doing?
Drinking.
You're drinking. What are you drinking?
What game are you playing right now?
Google Drive.
Oh. You're doing something. You're like, oh, hey, no, why are you talking to me?
Why are you talking to me? Go to somebody else first.
I got Onside Ales Car Ramrod.
Oh, is it infected?
Isn't everything infected?
It's everything. No, it's fine.
That's the joke. That's a joke. Obviously, everything's infected.
Let me play with the joke. Yes, it's infected.
Oh, okay. So it's sour, green apple taste.
Yes. Doesn't help that it's a citra pale ale, though. Makes it even worse.
So we got a lot to talk about today on the show, and there's one thing that I wanted to kind of bring up to you guys, and it's something that, a lot of people have always thought of, and we don't know if it's ever going to happen, but what if Anheuser-Busch bought a Michigan brewery.
Who cares?
So,
hold on. What makes Michigan more special than every other state?
Nothing.
Okay.
So we are pretty much in the same understanding of that, but we are not your normal craft beer douchebags, for lack of better words.
There's nothing that makes Michigan more important than Ohio.
Illinois.
No. Are you calling everybody else craft beer Kanye's? Is that where we're going with this?
Yeah, they probably all reveal themselves as a craft beer Jesus or Yeezus.
Yeezus. One Y, two E's.
Ah, thank you. Thank you for that spelling of Yeezus. I appreciate that. We'll make sure to put that in the show notes looking for Yeezus on Facebook.
Get that in the SEO. Make sure that comes up when someone searches.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, hey, look, what's this show?
They're talking about Yeezy. I have to ask.
Right.
So, but again, it's one of those things to where, you know, we don't care, but a lot of people will. A lot of people, and again, we're just talking about the craft beer fan base in the state of Michigan. You know, if somebody were to come up, Anheuser-Busch, for instance, and buy one of the major craft brewers in the state of Michigan, do you think that there is a brewery that could that would pretty much get destroyed by the backlash?
I don't think so. I think that there's going to be a lot of anger. I mean, it feels like it's going to be exactly what went down with Shorts, and Shorts was all Michigan beer, Michigan forever. And then, you know, it was sorry, we wanted to make more money and, you know, sell more beer. We went to another state and, you know, there was backlash about that. But I feel like it was a week, 2 weeks of backlash.
And that was it.
Yeah. It was just people forgot about it. You know, it's still the same beer. It's not being made by anybody else. And I kind of feel it's the same thing with AB InBev. If they go out and buy Bell's or Founders, I mean, hell, I thought there was rumors that AB InBev bought Bell's like 4 or 5 years ago. But, you know, back then I was still – hey, it's still Bell's. It's still Bell's beer. They're still making the beer. I don't care who owns it.
That's not necessarily the case, because there are a lot of brewers. I'll example Goose Island and Elysian. When Anheuser-Busch came in and purchased them, the head brewer left. So is it maybe it's the same recipe? Mm-hmm. But I mean, I could go and make the same recipe that, you know, Gordon Ramsay has, and I really don't think it's going to taste the same.
Hmm.
Yeah. You know, that's. Is there a brewery that you think would be too big that, like, no matter what happens? Because I think that's what happened really with Goose Island. I think a lot of people, it was just like, you know, that initial anger, but sooner or later it's going to go. Like,
yeah,
there's so much love for Founders that when San Miguel put in money into Founders, nobody gave a shit.
Right. I mean, it's just... What do we have? Like the $1 million man principle. I mean, everybody has a price. And eventually, at some point, I don't think anybody's too big to be bought. And obviously, I guess, except for InBev, unless, you know, Warren Buffett feels like, you know, putting forth, you know, $6-7 billion.
Well, what about Dogfish Head then? Because Dogfish Head obviously has been and Oscar Blues have both recently been offered money to be bought out. And they've both said no. Oscar Blues wound up going with a – I'm trying to think of because Constellation wanted
wasn't
to buy
a hedge fund that bought them or something.
Well, Dogfish Head had a hedge fund to go into it. Mm-hmm. But I think Oscar Blues conglomerated and created, you know, a multi-brewery conglomeration to create one major brewery, I guess you could say, or one major parent company, kind of like the Craft Brew Alliance except without the Anheuser-Busch.
I don't know if you saw that. That was actually kind of funny.
Without the Anheuser-Busch investment. But, you know, let's look at the top, you know, five brewers from Michigan. You have Shorts. You know, Shorts just left Michigan. If Anheuser-Busch would purchase them, say, within the next 6 months, do you think that it would tag onto the backlash of them going out of state? Or do you think it'll just rise for a couple weeks and then nobody will care?
I think most people... I just kind of feel like there'll be people who will have that backlash. They'll say they'll never drink Shorts again. You know, they sold out. They're a bunch of pussies, you know, all this other good stuff. And, you know, 3 weeks later, you'll be seeing them sitting on the porch having a
Bel Air Brown.
Bella, there you go, Bel Air Brown.
That's the one I mean, go to.
I think they'll be what? It's like Lions fans. Oh, I'm never going to see the Lions game. I'm never going to another Lions game again. Oh, I'm never going to a Lions game again. All of a sudden, the draft hits. Oh my God, this is the year. This is the year. We're at least going to the playoffs.
Oh no, it's even worse. They'll put the $2,300 to buy their season tickets for the next season.
Right,
you're talking to one of them right now.
I know. I mean, I just. If the beer doesn't change, I don't see anybody giving up on a good beer just because a company with a bunch of Clydesdales owns the damn company.
Okay, so let's factor in a company that a lot of people do not find the beer as good, and that's Atwater.
There is a lot of backlash for Atwater just for their beers alone.
Now, so yeah, see, in regards to Atwater, I don't think anybody will care because the craft beer, like the Kanyes, you know what? I think we'll just refer to them as craft beer Yeezys. Kanyes.
Hold on, fill me in. Why is there backlash? Well, I don't
understand. If you were, I don't either. But if you were to post Atwater in any online forum, message group, anything like that, the proper response is going to be somebody calling it "I don't drink that shat water."
Right.
Is there that much of a community? And this is me not being part of those communities because I don't care. Is there that much of a backlash against Atwater Brewing?
Yes. Oh yeah. It is the same. Basically, it is the same. Posting and you holding an Atwater is about the same as you posting a Not Your Father's Root Beer.
It was the same for Roke until Blow Your Face Out came out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which I never understood.
Neither did I. I agree with Dan. Like,
if you don't like it, why don't you just not give them your money? Why don't you instead of running your mouth online? What does that accomplish?
Yeah, it doesn't.
It doesn't do anything.
It makes you look stupid and because, it does nothing to the company you're talking about.
I mean, Atwater's got it going for them. They got the two tap rooms in, you know, Metro Detroit. They got another one going in Texas.
Right. Grand Rapids.
Do they make vanilla
Grand Rapids.
They do. They make the vanilla Java Porter and the dark chocolate, the decadent chocolate.
The decadent. Yeah,
I love that one.
Tony's on the Twitch saying, yeah, he'll take a pipe to anyone's knees if whoever speaks bad about Atwater.
Oh, boy. A live chat coming in right now.
No, but you know, going back to the beers, I mean, they got some really good stuff. And I don't understand, you know, what beer plebs or whatever you want to call them, Dan.
They're plebs.
Okay, the beer plebs that are out there.
Internet fights. Yeah, you know.
Craft beer
that
users.
Are out there that are cracking all this stuff at Atwater, man. I don't get it. They got some really good
I think
beer.
We may have just coined a new phrase.
What's that? What was that?
Craft beer Yeezus.
It's like, don't worry, I guess we got Tony. He's like, hey, I hate to see you have a little accident there. You talk about that one.
Live chat going down with physical violence threats. Right? I don't even know what this show's turned into in the last 10 minutes.
They make some decent beers, but yeah, they just get so much backlash just because, you know, I mean, hell, for somebody to actually like Atwater, you might as well just treat it as just something to be embarrassed about and never post about it. And I don't get it. But I guess I'm thinking that, you know, if AB InBev bought Atwater, it's just there's so much backlash about Atwater that nobody would care. And it would really just be nothing but the trolls who would just say,
look, I think it would increase the entire profits of Atwater for the fact of not only are you in two states brewing, but the fact that now you have a major distribution and a company that is really behind you,
right?
That there wouldn't be any backlash. Like, I could see the backlash locally from Shorts, whereas I don't think people nationally will care.
No one will care.
So
outside of
Michigan. Yeah. I think that's a fair statement. But what about, you know, we're looking at Shorts. We looked at Atwater. What about Founders? You know, Founders at this moment does have an investment from San Miguel. It's not a major investment. Founders still owns the company.
Right.
So we're looking at it in the sense to where that 30% didn't affect the consumer base. A lot of people still go out. They go to KBS Week now. They go to Devil Dancer Day. They go and have this. But if ABI were to purchase them, do you think – because that's huge over in the west side of the state. Like, loving Founders, that's like something you're bred to do if you're a craft beer fan.
Right.
If you can't talk bad about Founders or you're stupid, you're an idiot, You're moronic. I mean, I've been called a lot of
you're
stuff.
You're stupid.
I've been called a lot of stuff for, you know, calling founders out on not necessarily them not being craft, because it's true. But if I don't like a beer like Devil Dancer, I'm in the wrong.
Well, it's an IPA. So you hate IPAs. Well,
yeah. I loved it a year later.
Yeah, it's pretty good to you a year later.
It was delicious a year later.
You hate IPA. So, I mean, I
but that's understand. The thing, though, is if I don't fall in line, then obviously I'm – and you can't talk bad. You can talk bad about any brewery out there, but if you talk bad about founders, you are literally – it's pretty much like talking bad about some form of God.
Or Jesus.
Jesus. as we keep circling back to that.
Craft beer, Jesus.
But, you know, and staying on the west side of the state, you have Bell's over there, and I really don't think Larry Bell could ever sell. And I think if he did, I think a lot of people would just be done with Bell's.
I think they'd be done. I doubt that. Maybe the local people around there, about the people we're talking about, but how can you be done with it just because someone else owns
it? Well, there's also a lot of a large contingency. Again, we're talking about the – we'll call them the CBYs.
CBYs.
Jesus!
The craft beer Yeezuses.
I can't believe this is a word now.
Yeezuses.
Or a phrase now.
That'd be a great t-shirt idea.
I prefer
to right, I'm ideas.
And just have and have like the Buddy Christ from Dogma, but having a beer in a hand still with the thumbs up.
Oh Lord. That's actually kind of funny.
make sure the label's like quadruple barrel aged IPA.
Yeah, the most ridiculous thing you can come up with.
I'm sure we could figure it out.
Craft hipsters, yeah, we could do that, Tony. Oh, craft hipsters.
So you have that large contingency. They hate Oberon. Like, Oberon's probably the worst.
Don't
beer.
Drink it. Then don't buy it.
Look, people, there's about a million other people that will drink it.
Like, the fact that, like, there's an Oberon day now just upsets them.
Is this life ruining or what the?
Oh, yeah. This is yeah. Like, yeah. Oh, my gosh. You know, because, like, Meijer would have a giant, because it's readily available. So Meijer and all these other companies could do a nice display.
Apparently, I need to meet some of these people because I have never met any of these people in life. This is like when
neither
you talk about,
I.
Like, these people are you people. Well, like, do you think,
maybe,
where? These fictional people. Where are
maybe,
they?
I would say maybe we could go to the Summer Beer. Well, we are going to the Summer Beer Fest.
Oh,
but
they
maybe they could come and talk to us about their their beard buying decisions
maybe we
and
should,
hatred.
Maybe I can get like a video camera and we can like interview people while we're actually.
Nick will wear a GoPro.
I'd be, if you put it right on his head, it might be like eye level with everyone.
Oh, that's not fair.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Nick, stop looking up. It's showing the GoPro in the sky.
I can't move my head, guys. I'm trying to make
I'm staring.
Recording.
I'm staring right at everybody's chest line.
Yeah, everyone's like 7 feet tall.
Good Lord.
So we had the, there are a few more that, you know, I really don't see too much of a backlash, except for, you know, you have New Holland, which really, you know, minus, you know, you have Dragon's Milk and they have a great selection of beer.
Don't they have their bourbon right. too that they make?
Yes.
Yeah, those two good things they could get out even.
Yep.
Right,
you have
distributed.
Griffin Claw, who's one of the top distributors. We're going by volume, by the way, just
okay.
so you guys
okay.
know. And right after that is Dark Horse. And Dark Horse is definitely, if you followed the Dark Horse story, if you watch their TV show that they had, it's definitely, it would be weird to get them be purchased by Anheuser-Busch just because of how, it's really a cult following over there at Dark Horse.
Is it like the comic book Dark Horse, the comic book company? I was thinking about that when I hear the name.
They are separate entities. They are not owned by the same people. It's just the same name. So there is no correlation or collaboration or anything
that's
like that.
Because they're really big in comic books and Marshall.
Oh, yeah. I
don't know. I've never
well,
been there.
Speaking of comic books, as I'm going to take it off topic for a second, Three Floyds has a comic coming out, if it didn't already this
really?
Week.
Really?
Oh, that's
comic.
Right.
Oh,
I actually,
boy.
Yeah, I saw a post on one of the boards. Somebody was doing it in search of for the comic, and I think was willing to trade some beer for it.
Damn, I'll have
and
to find
so,
that post because
yeah.
I got it right up over at my pull list in Ferndale.
I saw it up there. It was just like really brief, and I was just like, oh, Three Floyds has a comic on like a Dark Lord comic? I was like,
oh, it was called Alpha King.
Oh, okay.
And then we have to trade it for that and some thank you beers.
Yeah, there it is.
Is that what we're doing?
And we have to have thank you beers, yeah.
Well, here's your natural light ice. Here you go. Thank you.
Here's exactly what you asked for in your trade. Oh, no thank you beers? No, we agreed to a trade. Why would I give you more than what I traded you for? I don't understand.
They have three editions coming out.
Do they?
Yeah, they got one coming out May 4th, which is Alpha King 1, then June 8th. And then July 6th.
What exactly does the Alpha King do?
I don't know, but it looks pretty.
Yeah, I'm kind of wondering.
Obviously, he bosses
into.
Around the Beta King. And the Charlie King? I don't know.
And Larry King?
And Larry King.
And Larry King.
And Larry King. There we go. There as well.
So I'm looking at the others in regards to barrel production in 2015, and it's pretty interesting to see. After the ones we've named, the next one after Dark Horse is Keweenaw.
Wow, yeah, really? Keweenaw. I never would have thought
that. Wait, this is by volume?
Yeah, this is by volume.
Wow. Actually, you know, that does kind of make sense.
So Keweenaw, and I'm trying to bring up as you, I don't
they
know.
They got that damn beer with the Chuck Norris face on. You know what I'm talking about.
Do they really? I never.
I'm thinking Keweenaw is the one way up in the northwest.
Yeah,
they got the cans. They're all cans. The cans. Yeah, and they have the picture. It looks like Chuck Norris. I'm like, oh, it's that Chuck Norris beer.
Chuck Norris.
So as we're looking at it, they actually lost in regards to the amount of barrel production that they had. But you're looking at Perrin. Perrin's right after that, followed by Arcadia, Saugatuck, and Oddside. Huh. And you know what's interesting is I'm looking at it right now. It looks like there's two Perrin licenses, and it looks like if you combine them together, they'd be right under Dark Horse. So that makes a little bit more sense. But still, Dark Horse is up there. I mean, not Dark or Keweenaw. It'd be right after Keweenaw. So, yeah, I'm looking at the beer list, and you could tell like how much of a difference there is in between the brewers who bottle and can and those who don't. But there are some who actually, you know what, one makes a lot of sense, and that's Brew Detroit, because they do what's that beer? Badass. They do the Kid Rock beer.
Oh, the Kid Rock beer. Well, I mean, I guess as far as the list, I guess let's say AB bought one of these. Never mind a top five. It's just one of these. I guess, is there one that you would have a preference to for them buying out?
I would have a preference to? I could tell you one that I would guarantee would have immediate backlash.
Or I guess one, not really, I guess not just the backlash, but I guess the one that makes the most sense.
The one that makes the most sense is Shorts. Shorts makes the most sense out of all of them just because of their production abilities and the necessity to move out of the state just to grow. They're in the process of being able to basically sell for more than what they're worth because of their potential. Because they don't and Shorts is a really, really sought after beer outside of the state. There are so many people in so many different forums that want Shorts because they can't get it. It's just like New Glarus to us.
Uh-huh.
You can't get New Glarus outside of Wisconsin. So I think Shorts would do the best, and I think the worst would be if Arbor Brewing Company sold.
Why would that be the worst?
I think the contingency inside the city of Ann Arbor and how stuck up the Ann Arbor folk are.
Oh, yeah.
It's
a whole other show.
And because you have in that downtown area, you have so many other options to go to that they would talk with their wallet because there's just so many places to go down there.
I hope it is them because those two token beers.
Well, I guess I didn't know. I wasn't aware of how sought after Shorts was outside of, you know, the general Midwest. So I guess if that's the case, then.
Well, it makes the most sense in regards to the ability to expand without losing money.
Right.
You know, signing new contracts with new distributors, trying to get into places where you really don't know how well you're going to sell. You can trial and error Shorts anywhere you want now if they were to be purchased by, you know, and we say Anheuser-Busch InBev, but it could just as well be Sab Miller, Constellation, you know, any of the major organizations, companies.
Right.
What's the one that just purchased Lagunitas, Heineken.
Oh. Yeah.
You know, you can have an actual foreign investor. As much as ABI is a foreign investor, it's still Anheuser-Busch.
Right.
But, I mean, Nick, do you think there's any breweries that could survive that type of backlash, big or small? Or do you think there's one that would just completely get destroyed?
Are we just focusing just in the state of Michigan?
Yeah, we're just working in the state of Michigan.
I think people are just talking out of their asses, and I think in the end they're going back to Rob's comment earlier. They're going to be mad for a couple of weeks, and then they're going to go right back to it, just because those are the kind of people that are out there. I think they'll survive it.
Well, Dan, you're definitely in the understanding of how we're all thinking. We're all thinking it's stupid. As much as I think Arbor Brewing makes the most sense of one that could be destroyed, based on location, hatred, and stuck-upness.
You know why it's not going to destroy them? I mean, I have a completely different perspective.
Sure, go for it.
Well, you know our work. I've worked at the same company now for 7 years. When I went there were less than 50 people. Now, over the last couple of years, we've bought 20 other companies across the country. None of those companies have gone under. They now have greater reach. The minute you buy Arbor, they're no longer an Ann Arbor beer. They're a nationwide beer. So you can give a middle finger to that city. It doesn't really matter at that point. All right, go ahead. Take your stuff out of Ann Arbor. Guess where we're selling? The other 49 states.
Yeah.
People aren't thinking about that. Go somewhere else at that point.
All of a sudden they move to Detroit.
It doesn't even matter where you go at that point.
Again, though, I'm looking at it in regards to current production size. That's why I agree with you in the sense that how we mentioned Shorts and how well it would do for Shorts. Because Shorts, you know, we'll pretend it's still in Michigan. It's got the other 49 states it can go to. It could expand out of the country, too. We don't even, the reach of Anheuser-Busch. We're talking United States. It can reach, you know, Canada, Mexico, Europe, all these other countries that Anheuser-Busch has such a major presence. Mm-hmm. And, you know, a lot of people are looking for American craft beer.
Yeah.
You know, that's a hot commodity in Europe in the sense to where not enough at the moment brewers are making the American-style craft beer, which is your very hoppy, your hop-forward, hop-heavy IPAs, dark beers, in comparison to where, you know, in Europe, you're going to get more of your pills, your lagers, your I'm trying to think, ales, you know, these types of beers. So I agree in the sense to where, yes, it'll probably work out. And I really don't think there is a brewer that will go under. But I still think
very close. But
who spilled their beer in here?
That was you.
Oh, it wasn't me.
Called you out. Not even hesitating. Sorry.
No, you're not. So it's just interesting to think about that, especially because of how liberal Anheuser-Busch is being with their money and how much they're just spending.
Well, people are forgetting this is a normal part of economics as well. You've got all this expansion.
It's not. Yes,
you got all this expansion now. Different companies are going to start. Oh, sorry. I wasn't sure. But companies are going to start to come together, buy each other out. That's the way it works. I hate to break it to some of these people. You're not going to have 5,000 breweries in Michigan all working independently of each other forever. It just doesn't work that way.
Nope.
So do you think that is the next step in regards to once we reach the bubble, it's then who's going to be the highest bidder to purchase the beers and the breweries?
It'll absolutely have to be. Now, I think the breweries, we talked about this before, where you'll have a lot more of the neighborhood breweries like we have right now. But with distribution, there's going to be mergers and there's going to be buyouts like we've seen. It's going to keep going. It has to. Anyone who thinks otherwise, well, go back to school and try to run a business. Be like, I'm just going to do this and nothing else. Okay, have fun.
Take some classes. Right.
Well, I mean, you
some like freshman level class.
You say
take
that.
Some econ.
You say that, and the proof is in the fact of what happened with Shorts. You know, you can only beat your chest and say, I'm going to be Michigan man and Michigan only forever.
Yeah, you should never make an absolute statement like that in any type of business. I mean, you want to grow. That's grow or sell. Those are your options in business. So.
What's if you're not growing, you're dying?
Pretty much.
Tommy boy.
Is it growing or you're dying? There ain't no third direction.
I stick my head up a bull's ass.
Thanks, Brian.
It's got to be your bull.
Wow.
If I want you, sir, son, I really am losing the connection here. Forget it. I quit. All right, I'll stop.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Chris Farley over there. Everyone, thank you. Thanks for coming in, Chris. Yeah. Good to see you.
Yeah. Good to see you. It's been a while.
You need to shut your big yapper. All right, I'll stop. That was my last one.
Way to rise from your grave there.
Back from the dead. Back from 2016. Oh boy, that's a turn for the worst.
What a waste! Wow.
What, yeah. Chris Farley?
Yeah. Well, not just Chris Farley.
Like every comedian.
Almost every comedian that was on Saturday Night Live that's dead.
Oh, yeah, it's drugs. Yeah, drug central there. I guess you have to do drugs to be funny.
Phil Hartman got shot.
He killed himself, though. You got to remember
that.
His
wife did.
Oh, was it? It was something ridiculous. But.
Yeah, it was his wife.
Oh, all right.
Anyways.
Right. Back to beer.
Yeah, we'll just take that out of the show. Who cares?
What are you drinking, Dan?
Whatever this Brooks. All right, was it Brooks?
Yeah, it was Brooks.
Well, it says Brooks.
It's the I'm looking at the other side. Sorry. Whatever their session IPA is, it's not session bad actually. Not hoppy at all.
Not hoppy at all. Well, that's good. That probably means I'd probably like it. You should pour me a glass.
It's like a week old, but it's decent.
Oh my god! If it's a week old IPA, then it's got to be garbage.
Isn't that how it works?
It's got to be fresh,
right up Ken's alley,
like right out of the fermenter. You just
pour it right into my glass.
Right.
Doesn't need no chill.
Oh, the hell
warm IPA. I don't even know at that point. I kind of want to try that now just to see.
What's that? I don't know.
Pour it in my hands.
Just pour it in my mouth. Don't even bother.
Let's not waste any water here washing a glass. Let's just pour it right into my mouth.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my gosh. So speaking of beer, did you guys know that we have a brewer as a sponsor?
Yeah, I think I do.
I think so.
What?
I've heard of
here. This is my first week.
This is your first week. North Center Brewing.
Hey.
Over in Northville, Michigan. They were actually on the list. I had them somewhere.
Oh, the list of if they get bought out?
No. Not the list of they get bought out. Just the list of barrel productions and how far they've come along since opening in the middle, or not middle, but early last year. Definitely doing a lot better than some other brewers out there, including Texas Corner Brewing. I don't know if you guys have ever been there before. I have.
Wait, where's that at?
It's in Texas Corners, Michigan.
Where is that?
Are you in Michigan?
I was like, where the heck are you?
Texas Corners, Michigan is, do you know where Portage is?
Yeah.
Yes.
It's maybe 15 miles west of Portage.
No one goes there. Why is there even a brewer there?
I don't know.
It's like when I was looking at this map not too long ago, me and a friend of mine were looking at where the breweries are across the country. There's like, in northern North Dakota, there was like a brewery. It's like, who's there? And you watch a commercial, it's like a redneck central. Like, no, I would never go there.
We got a Bud Light replica, a Miller Lite replica.
There was like a Coors replica. There was like a West Texas one, too. It's like, no one's going to that.
And for your fancy folk, we got a Michelob Ultra replica.
This is what I'm expecting in West Virginia, not North Dakota. I think you're mixing up.
Wow.
Well, I would just assume there'd be a lot of indigenous people in North Dakota, and I just don't know how to speak some form of
and Republicans,
Native American.
It's either the Indians who drink a lot or the Republicans.
Why do they call it
Do the Republicans drink a lot?
I don't know. That's a good question.
So why do they call it Texas Corners when it's actually Texas Chartered Township?
I don't know.
It's probably the old name of the neighborhood.
There you go.
Actually, it comes down to
just ask the website. Go to TexasCornerBrewery.com.
All 10,919 people in Texas.
That's a live chat of people. 10,000 people in that city? I wasn't expecting that.
Yeah.
They had a family video there, so you knew there was people.
Oh, yeah. You know a city's up and coming. They got a family video.
It just sounds bigger than Sheboygan. They got a brewery.
They're higher than sea level than we are over here.
Oh. Yeah. I don't know what that means.
Elevation's higher.
I know. I was being...
God damn it, Ken.
You're such an asshole.
Sometimes I am. I'm looking at actual brewer production as it's just the metrics and numbers always fascinate me. And when you're looking at a lot of these breweries and you're looking at stuff like Dark Horse went up, Griffin Claw went up, New Holland Atwater Shorts.
I can see a lot of those going up, actually. I can see
all of their production has gone up over the last year from 2014 to 2015. That's the label. I mean, you've got big product, like 51,000 barrels to 68,000 for Founders. And then, of course, obviously the number one in the state of Michigan is Bell's, which went from 126,000 to 147.
Wow.
So... And I mean, as we're looking at it, the total market share of the entire Michigan beer market of craft beer is 8.5%.
Huh.
So for every non-craft beer, for every craft beer, there is 11 non-craft beers drank.
I believe that.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
That's how it goes.
Especially when it's like it's getting the softball season out here, and everybody's playing their games, heading to Ye Old Saloon and grabbing a couple pitchers of Miller Lite.
PBR.
Yellow. The yellow beer.
Ye Old Saloon has Strohs in a bottle, so I was happy when I went there.
Did you guys, speaking of Strohs, did you hear that DCFC is going to have Strohs at its games this year?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I thought they were having, like...
I thought it was supposed to be Axel.
Yeah.
Well, they got a couple. They got Strohs. They just announced these partnerships this week. They got Strohs, they have Axel, and I think they got Blake Cider going at their games at Keyworth this season.
Nice.
All right.
Yeah. Strohs was a surprise.
Don't they start like next week there? I think they start this
week.
So
they have
Saturday.
They have a friendly tomorrow against Muskegon, and then they go right into the regular season.
Yeah, it's like next week.
Next Friday. Yep.
Not too bad.
So how come they just don't make the DCFC the MLS team?
Works.
I'm just joking.
Maybe you should ask Detroit Sports Rag that question.
Oh, Lord.
Let's not. I don't even know who they are. Let's not.
Yeah,
they'd be okay. Why are you talking about soccer?
Soccer in Michigan? What the hell? Or soccer in Detroit?
It's been some great soccer games.
Yeah, it's baseball. Oh, yeah. It's baseball season. Well,
yeah.
Duh.
Yeah.
Speaking of soccer, for Leicester, how do you say it?
Leicester.
Yeah,
Leicester City.
Leicester City. 5,000 to 1 shot to win.
Tottenham blew that game. They were up 2-0, and it's like, what are you guys doing? And I think it was Chelsea they were playing. It's like,
yep.
They were like giving up. I don't know. I want to say it was intentional. Those guys try pretty hard, but it was just a bad tie at the end. It was like, how did that happen?
I just don't understand how companies actually, like, not companies, how sports teams, like, how do they win without even playing? Like, it's just the concept just boggles my mind how that happens.
Well, everyone else was eliminated by that. They have so many points.
They're
now.
So far ahead in the table.
Yeah, on top of the table by a lot of points.
Yeah,
so
like
there's still games going on.
Yeah, this weekend's the end.
Yeah, they got there's 2 weeks left.
Yeah, next weekend's the championship weekend.
Like Leicester could, hire DCFC to play for them and they'd still win the championship.
Yep.
Probably. I don't know
how this works.
We don't have relegation in US soccer. DCFC will never be in the MLS.
Yeah.
The Euro League?
Well, if they're going to move over, I guess they wouldn't be in like the Champions League or anything.
Yeah, they'd be
like
in the Champions League. They're that good.
What are you talking about?
I don't know. They might be able to beat Aston Villa. I mean, that's interesting. That'd be a fun match to watch.
Maybe Newcastle, because they're like on the verge of relegation.
Oh, man, they're staving off the relegation very good right now. They had that one good match against Crystal Palace. It's like, and now they're a point out.
Aston Villa's like, they're done. And then you have Norwich.
Yeah, they're already
then
relegated.
You have Norwich City. Then you have Sunderland. Those are your first three teams to be relegated.
Yeah, Sunderland's the one right outside of Newcastle, by 1 point.
Crystal Palace should be okay. And they're like 6 points ahead of Newcastle and 7 above Sunderland.
So yeah, it's between Sunderland and Newcastle, which one will probably go down.
Norwich City, if they can have a good couple of games, they might, but they play Man U tomorrow.
Oh, that'll be fun. Yeah. Ken's sitting here like, what are you guys talking about?
You're just saying a bunch of cities and such, and I'm just
when Ken hears Manchester United, he immediately thinks of the
Euro
movie. Euro trip.
If you ain't a mank, you a wank.
My
the
baby
one thing I know.
Takes the
thank you, Nick. It's impression night and karaoke night with Nicholas Paglia here.
Hey, you missed me singing some karaoke last week, man.
New segment coming up.
When?
You were there.
I was there, yeah.
That's
what I was going to say.
These
I was
two
there.
Weren't there.
Nick was singing some Prince.
I did.
Oh, boy. Was that last week?
Yeah, that was last week.
I don't know how you guys even functional. Man, I was drunk last week. I was like, holy crap.
Yeah, I went and drank more.
I did too. But I was like, I didn't feel good the next day.
It was a little bit.
It's like, man, what was I doing?
All right, we're going to reset, go over a few different things. We're going to be right back with the Better on Draft podcast. We are back with the Better on Draft podcast. Once again, episode 31. I'm Ken here with Dan, Nick, and of course, the Spilling Rob. That's okay. We forgive you.
All of you on Twitch missed it. So I had to hide it.
All two of you on Twitch missed that.
Tony and Dan's phone.
Charlie, trying to get.
There's just two of them. Two of them on Twitch. Would that be a
trying to get the others, our other listeners, to join the Twitch movement?
I'll follow that struggling Twitch channel.
That,
sure,
that struggling podcast and Twitch channel. Come join the chat. Apparently, there's threats of violence and other things.
It's a struggling Twitch channel, but not a struggling podcast.
No, not
we don't
at
really
all.
Promote the Twitch channel. In all honesty, we do like nothing with that. It's, but we no, should just kind of there. But yeah,
the Twitch thing is for fun.
Better on Draft Podcast, twitch.tv/BetterOnDraftPodcast.
Yeah, watch us. You don't have to watch it live. Watch it after. They're all on there.
I have a feeling this video is about to start, and I'm going to be severely
You're
going to
be mad. You're going to have music playing. Like, what are you pulling up right now? What is that?
Oh, what the hell?
There you go. I fixed it.
Oh, gosh.
So as we kind of continue the story of Michigan beer and...
And watching Rob clean.
Thank you, Rob, for cleaning up the mess. The first year of the beer brewing program over at Central Michigan University has finished.
Wait, what's this?
So there was a program. Now, this isn't the first one in the state. I know Schoolcraft, I believe, has one as well. But I believe Central Michigan might be a four-year program. There was 13 students who are in the program. And it's learning the practice and science behind the beer brewing process until the beer is packaged and ready to serve.
Huh.
So they're actually going to be packaging and serving the beer in the local area, I'm assuming in the Mount Pleasant area. And it's definitely interesting to see, like, would you guys ever, you know, given the chance, the ability to do it, to actually go learn about how to make beer without having to worry about, you know, bills and kids and...
Hell yeah. I mean, go back to college for a few years. So, yeah, it's not real... me personally, it's not what I'm looking to do, like, career-wise, so I wouldn't. But beer's out. I like to drink beer to, like, relax and hang out and not do it for a living.
You like to make once it becomes a job, it probably loses that...
That luster.
Yeah.
That's the thing you probably have a lot of people run into, like, oh, I love beer, I'm going to do this. And then, oh, it actually is work like anything else in life. It's and you're around it 24/7 now.
Well, now we've had the people, you know, a lot of people on the show in the past, but they, you know, some of them been in the game for quite a while, and it doesn't seem like that's kind of happened to them. But
I'm sure the stresses are a lot on the inside as opposed to the
outside. Absolutely, I agree.
There are also people that wanted to make a career of it. You know, you can tell, like, the people we've had in here. I mean, if you find some kid off the street, oh, I'm going to go do this in beer. They might be one of those people that want to do it and live it, but I've been a lot don't.
It's like the guys that want to go to Alaska and be crab fishermen. Like, they're going to rock it, and then they can't even make it out the first 3 weeks.
No, that's a good
comparison. It is. They think it's going to be a get-rich-quick scheme, and it just blows up in their faces.
It's drinking.
I think you have people like from Roke, the senior brewer. I think his name was Bob?
Bill.
Bill. You have Bill, who loves what he did and, you know, continues to do, you know, that's his passion.
Yes.
You know, as much as it's not a career for him, and it's not, you know, as much as it is a job, he makes money. That's how he puts food on the table. But that was his passion, was to brew beer. And, you know, whether he went from Baraboo to Roke, wherever he did in between, whether he did home brewing or not, that was just, that's what he loved to do.
Yeah.
Right.
Whereas for someone like me, I could never, like, I'd want to learn about it, but I would just want to learn it for the knowledge, not to apply it.
Yeah, that's what a lot of people, I think, might be that go into that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But they don't realize it until they waste a couple of years. Oh, I don't know if it's wasting, but spend a couple of years.
I don't think it would be wasting if I knew going in exactly what I was looking to get out of it.
Oh, yeah. I'm not referring to what you're saying, but I'm like these people like, oh, I'm going to go do this and that beer, and then they realize they don't want to do it as a career, but it's good to know. Like, if they find out what they're in the same mindset that you are. Is what it turns into.
Yeah, I think it'd give me a different perspective in regards to beer, but I think in the end, you know, as much as I think I might use it to maybe do something with beer in the sense to where, you know, managing a bar, managing a brewery, you know, managing something like that, you know, a nice beer store. Mm-hmm. But go on, Nick.
So going back, you know, do we want to go back to school for something like this? I for shits and giggles, I pulled up Central Michigan's website to see, you know, what kind of classes these are. Full blown science classes, and that's they're in the science department. It's 16 credits, and you get a certificate. It's not like a 4 year program.
Okay, it's completely different.
Yeah, so it's 1 year, So you take two classes in the fall, two in the spring, and then you get to intern in the summer, minimum of 200 hours in a brewery or related business.
Oh, so you're probably going to work at Mountain Town, or
they do in the I was looking at the article. They do mention Mountain Town in there, so that's probably one.
I mean, that's really the only thing up there, except for Uncle John's.
I don't know Central Michigan area too well
right now.
Yeah, I think Uncle John's is maybe 20-30 minutes outside of Mount Pleasant, but other than that, you really ain't got anything else.
Yeah, but you know, for 16 credits in 1 year,
no, that's not bad. You could actually probably push that quicker outside of that internship. You could do that.
Yeah, I mean, if you figure it'd probably be brewing, that's the science part. Then most of it's like what?
Well, I'm curious though, what does that certificate get you? Because then you have to intern, which basically means work for free for 200 hours.
I don't know. I kind of feel like, you know, yeah, you get that certificate. It's like an IT certificate.
Right.
It's like if you got an A-plus certification.
Or
it's like,
Cisco
Yeah, it's like, oh, great, I can fix computers. But, you know, there's those jobs that are out there that, oh, they want A-plus. They want PMP. They yeah. want
You know what CS. It turns into?
What job wants A-plus?
Bring me that ASP certification, son. I need to see what you can do. But
besides Mountain Town, it's also Hunter's Ale House.
Oh, Hunter's Ale House. Okay.
You know, you would use it for those companies that just want you to have the piece of paper is what that is. Like, oh, we'll only hire you if you have this sort of degree. Doesn't matter what kind. You can have your degree in anything.
I know. Right. But see, they already do that with the certified beer server for a lot of people who are looking to work in breweries, bars, beer stores, as they want that CBS, that piece of paper, to say that you know the basics of beer, which is really – I mean, it's a lot more than the basics, I guess I should say, but like having that first level Cicerone is what a lot of people require. Like when you look at a lot of bars that are hiring now, and especially beer bars, you know, originally you're supposed to be tip certified, maybe serve safe.
Yep.
Now everybody wants that CBS on top of those other two as well.
That's ridiculous.
It's a lot for someone who's making beer. 3 1/4 a month or an hour.
Yeah, that's a lot, and like all the testing and that in the world won't like give you the experience that you need to actually do it.
No, instead
of going out there. Yeah, and doing
No, you're right. You're absolutely right.
No, and I mean especially those lower level stuff. Mind your tips and serve safe is basically how to make sure you don't overserve people and how to wash your hands.
Well, yeah, I was gonna say those two are kind of universal, but now if you're throwing in like what you're talking about the CBS,
the CBS is basically just a test to see if you know how to talk beer. It doesn't really do anything until you become at least, you know, the next level Cicerone.
Is that the one where you go in front of a panel and have to test?
No, that's
like a year?
That's
is
like
that,
an advanced Cicerone. The fourth level now.
Oh wow.
Like they had like I want to say like 50 or 60 people applied for the advanced Cicerone or the master Cicerone, whatever it was called, and like 13 people passed the test.
Wow.
So, but I think you have to be able to do, you know, you have to have a great palate. Right. Which is completely understandable. I mean, if you have that Cicerone level, you could probably get a job at any company that involves beer or wine for that matter. Because if you have that palate, you could be a sommelier. Sommelier. You know, you could have that information and knowledge and basically work anywhere that you wanted to within the alcohol industry. But you also have a palate of a god.
Yeah, you know,
that'd be pretty badass.
A Yeezus. As we
craft beer Yeezus.
Time to put together the shirts. We got our first items to sell on the website.
Dude, we'll
wear them for summer beer festival.
Yeah, I'll wear it at Ashley's next week. Are you kidding? Let's get this together.
Yeah, but the same. Well, the same. Does anyone want a craft beer Yeezus t-shirt?
Craft beer Yeezus, and then you got to do like the complete Budweiser description. So like neck beard flannel.
No, we make these shirts and we hand them out to people that act like that. It's like, oh, you earned this. Here you go.
You earned this.
Here, have a keychain.
Oh, people be mad.
Congratulations, you're a craft beer Yeezus.
You should do bottle openers. That way then they're like, they have that confliction of do I throw it away or do I keep it? Because it's a bottle opener.
They have to keep it.
They have to.
Yeah, it's a bottle opener.
Yeah, what I have like four on my keychain. I know. What would I do?
What would you do without the other, in case the first three break?
You can use that bottle opener to get yourself some beer at what's that one place that we always talk about?
Oh, what was this bad segue?
what was that one place?
I don't know that place. Spot.
I think he was trying to talk about Zatuna Liquor in Rochester.
Yes, I was. I'm trying to be more crafty like Ken, and unfortunately, it didn't work out well. That's
all right.
Stick with the Chris Farley impersonation.
Dan, you need to shut your mouth.
Zatuna Liquor is Spanish for Zatuna Liquor.
I will simply say, Nick, that you are
Soy El Nino.
You are no John Stockton, but
you are no John Stockton. Okay,
are you his Karl Malone? Is that racist?
What are you trying to say?
You're tall, lur than him.
Thanks for finishing that, because I'm like, no.
Oh, Jesus.
The mailman.
You mean Jesus.
The mailman, the yes. Mailman. I forget all about Karl Malone sometimes.
He delivers everything but a championship.
Hey, he was really, really good on NBA Jam Tournament Edition.
Yeah, you know, he almost got there.
Yeah, you know who else was really good on NBA Jam Tournament Edition?
Bill Clinton.
Oh, that was good, Dad. That was good.
Couldn't you play Hillary too in that?
I don't think so, but you can play as the Beastie Boys.
Oh yes, I remember that. That's right.
One of my favorites was Scott Skiles from the Orlando Magic.
Scott Skiles.
Only because every 3-point shot you took, it went in. It was ridiculous.
That's how I felt about John Stockton, because that's all he could do. He couldn't rebound.
Assist man.
Well, he's only like, 5'7" or whatever? He's a short guy.
I was pointing out, the shortness, and he was trying to assist.
That's
where I was going.
Oh, yeah. I forgot how we even got there for a second.
So Zatuna Liquor, located on Rochester Road, south of M-59, one of our sponsors.
Man. We went full circle there.
We appreciate Jack and Gus sponsoring us. Definitely check them out. They have really good deals in regards to beer. Never gouging, never price issues. And, of course, if you need anything, whether it's beer, wine, liquor, and they don't have it, talk to Jack. They'll get it for you if they can. Sometimes things just can't come to the States because it just doesn't come to the state, so they can't help you there. But go check it out. Remember Rochester Road, just south of M-59, the old Carl's Golfland, for those of you who are familiar with the area.
Wow.
Now I officially know where that is. Because, I generally don't go anywhere north of sometimes 14.
Oh.
So
You don't hit the mean streets of 18 Mile?
Oh, definitely not. Sometimes... I got to make sure when I step into the Village of Beverly Hills that, I check my colors and make sure everything's right.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my gosh.
Is that racist?
Oh, racist? Don't feel bad. I don't go more than 100 feet north of 14 Mile, and I only do it because I have to. It's like, no.
You only do it to play beer pong in my parents' basement when I used to have people over all the time.
God, that was years ago. I haven't been out that far in forever.
Five years, six years now. So there's going to be a law. There's lots of laws actually trying to be made right now, including House Bill 391 over in Ohio, where they're attempting to increase the maximum percentage of alcohol in beer.
No,
increase.
No, if I remember when Bourbon County came out, they had to have a different variant of Bourbon County for Ohio because of the maximum.
So I don't know if Ohio got Bourbon County, but I know Georgia did.
Right.
And I know that had to happen there because Georgia has a law like that.
Because I remember we talked about Ohio's whatever their ABV limit was.
12.
So because Bourbon County was above that, they either couldn't have it or they had a variant that was like 11.5 or something
that. Yeah, so KBS had one, which is like 11.99%.
Wow.
And then the one they did for Georgia, they actually shipped the wrong Bourbon County to Georgia.
We talked about that. I do remember that. That's actually kind of funny.
So they had to tell everyone, please send it back. You cannot legally sell it.
Send it back. No, I'd send it back and picture my middle finger. I'm like, oh, okay.
Send it back. Yeah, great joke, guys. I'm selling this shit.
Already sold.
I've already sold out. I had pre-orders.
Oh my gosh.
So there was they're looking to increase it from 12 to 21. Right now, Indiana, Kentucky, Michigan, and Pennsylvania are the states that have no alcohol limits.
Wait, is this on beer?
This is on beer, correct.
Wow. So every other state has limits.
Wow. No, no. Well, no, well, we're saying the other states don't have limits.
No, the Indiana, Kentucky, Michigan, and Pennsylvania do not have alcohol limits.
That means the other 46 do.
The other states do, but it's probably not something that's...
as low as 12?
Yeah, as low as 12.
Somewhere around 20, in that area.
I want that 21% beer that Ohio's trying to like keep out of the state.
Black Tuesday? Yeah,
that's other than that. Wait, was that over
21%? I was going to say that might have been over 21%.
Black Tuesday, that was 19.99.
It's like, sorry guys, no Black Tuesday for you, but here's everything else.
So this law was originally set in 2002, and one of the major players in making this law happen was obviously, at the time, one of the big three, which was Miller. So Miller wanted the law to happen because, quote unquote, they wanted to promote responsible drinking.
By giving you more alcohol by volume.
By lobbying.
No, by lobbying to have a 12% max.
Oh, to keep it at 12%.
Correct.
Yeah, correct. You can't OD on beer, even at the higher percentages like that. Like,
you just get like drunk quicker.
You're going to feel like crap, but you're not responsible drink. All right, so yeah. You're going to have the same accident drinking 12 Miller Lights and
one Molotov cocktail.
Yeah. It's not going to change the outcome.
Yeah, it's probably easier to drink 12 Miller Lights than one Molotov cocktail.
Don't remind me.
If you're drinking and driving, it doesn't matter the beer. This responsible drinking crap.
Right. Yep. So the law's been in play or in the works since 2011. One of the biggest players that kind of moved it to the forefront was that Stone Brewing announced they were going to move to Columbus and open up a brewery in there, expand, I should say, as opposed to move. And they decided against it and moved to Richmond, Virginia instead because Ohio had the laws and they couldn't make a lot of their beers.
Sounds like a rule Michigan would have. I'm surprised we don't have that now.
Well, for being such a big control state, it's just crazy to think that we don't have a major control on the beer alcohol level.
I wonder if that has something to do with how well the industry is doing in the state of Michigan. When you have these very few states that don't have the laws that other 46 do.
Yeah, but I mean, look at the states that do have laws that, mind you, we don't know what those law limits are.
Yeah.
Colorado, Oregon, California, Vermont all have some type of max alcohol percentage laws.
Named all blue states too, which is kind of weird. You wouldn't expect them to have some random law like that.
So again, a lot of these things are probably in place. Most recently, the Ohio one was set in 2002. So I'm going to go under the assumption that, you know, maybe a 5 year before and 5 year after push of when these laws were probably being made within the state. So 1997 to 2007. It's probably a fair estimate, but it's interesting to see that a lot of these you still have states like Ohio, states like Georgia, who have, you know, these low ABV, as much as 12% is pretty high, low ABV laws to where you can't sell a specific beer there. So like Ohio can't get, KBS. They have to get a special KBS.
KBS so, Light.
KBS Light, yes. Watered down KBS is probably what it is, to be honest.
I don't know what else they do. Yeah, they make it a whole different batch just for that. It's terrible.
Well, they have to. That's just
how
they're not going to sell. But at that point, why bother?
Yeah.
So you said Ohio had a 12%.
Correct.
So Wikipedia. Yeah, I'm going to Wikipedia.
Wikipedia.
Well, they actually have some of the.
Say Wikipedia uses.
Wikipedia uses. Now, some of the states actually have listed here that actually do have their ABV caps on beer.
Okay.
So, for example, Alabama is 13.9%.
Oh, okay.
So it's in the neighborhood. Listen to this though. No singles can be sold in the District of Columbia.
Same with Pennsylvania.
But in some areas may apply for an exemption.
How old is that rule? Because I remember buying tall – are we talking single bottles or like tall boy cans? Because
it says no singles.
Is that – what's a single though? Is that a 12-ounce bottle? Because I used to buy 24-ounce cans of PBR in D.C.
I'd have to think we were talking – I would think we were talking about 12-ounce.
It's got to be like a single bottle out of like a six-pack.
Idaho is 16. And that's it's all, it looks like it's everything. No, it's just beer.
16. That limit. Like, who's making 16% beers?
The brewery. back to Black Tuesday.
What's the name of that the brew house that makes It's like one of the strongest beers in the world. It's something like 69%.
Oh, yeah. I can't remember what it was. But well, I'm looking at our actual list here from everything that we've drank here on in studio, because we've kept a running total. And except for the one beer that we had at Falling Down, which was 20%, you got Black Tuesday, Higher Math at 17%, and then Bourbon County at 15%, Batch 5000 at 15%, and No Rules at 15%. Mm-hmm. I mean, you got a lot of high ABV beers that we've had on the show. Damn.
In Kansas, you are not buying beer at gas stations. That's for damn sure. Gas stations can't sell any beer that's higher than 3.2.
The 3.2 law, yeah. A lot of states have those 3.2 laws.
Good Lord.
Where you got to go to some type of actual store to purchase alcohol. I mean, it's the same with like Canada, where you got to go to an actual beer store. But I think Canada is changing their laws in regards to the fact of the craft beer industry. To allow for craft beer to be sold at, I think, supermarkets and places like those.
Okay. Oh, you mean they're coming into the 21st century?
Yes, yes, yes.
Nice. That's good to know. I mean, because, you know, Canadians say, oh, our beer is better than yours. Like, no, it's not.
No, it's
I
not. It's higher it's higher alcohol. I wouldn't even
argue with you on that.
It's all they have is higher alcohol.
Do they have Black Tuesday there? They have Bourbon County. Is their Bourbon County like 30% or something?
What's so funny is I'm still scrolling, and everything so far is still at 10%.
No, I wish we would have had that during like week one, from week one on, because the beer we've been drinking since week one on the show is ridiculous.
I have everything from week one.
Oh,
on
do you?
Here.
You added? Oh, yeah, I didn't know you added all
everything
that. Oh, wow.
Yeah, on here. Like I went one day and looked through all of our beer lists that we've had because we made a beer list every week.
Yep.
And then like I just promoted like what episode we drank it on.
Oh Lord.
So it's got everything on there.
Oh, and that one beer I was talking about that was from Brewmeister out of Scotland. It's called Snake Venom. That is 67.5%.
See, who's buying that?
Really? Why do you need to have that 0.5%? Why couldn't you just do an even 67 or 68?
Make it 17.
Yeah. Or just drop it down 50%.
Just make it a 15% beer and we'll drink it. God, I kind of want to get some of that now and try it. Be like, what are we doing here?
What are we
that's
gonna
doing be, a shot of this beer.
That's going to be pretty expensive. I think the last time I looked this up that it was going around in beer circles for something around $700 to $800
we
a
We can't
bottle.
Import. Is it still made? We can't import
some
I'm not Scotland?
Sure. I think it is still made.
So we. It's
all right,
not
Dan, that's
hard.
Your job this weekend.
Well,
to find a bottle of Snake.
Well, yeah, make sure off air we'll get the name. We'll track a bottle down for not $1,000. I'm going to be over there in 6 weeks. I got to be able to find something like that.
It has a warning on it. It says, contains special ingredients to achieve such a high volume of alcohol, including smoked peat malt and two types of yeast, beer yeast and champagne yeast.
They're putting peat malt in it. It's going to taste like a scotch.
I do not like scotch.
I can't scotch. Imagine what this is going to taste like. We'll talk about that off air. We'll try to find a bottle.
Yeah, we'll see if we can find a bottle. Maybe we might need a few other people to join us to try
God.
To.
You can do it. It's a shot of beer is all you can do, and then you're going to be like, yeah, one shot won't kill you.
Well, like chugging it. We could get someone to chug it.
So I said a shot. No, we're not getting anyone to chug a 70% beer. That's ridiculous.
Apparently this company just loves that. To just break the record because it was – I think that beer came out in 2014, it was a year or so before that they came out with Armageddon, which that one was at the time the strongest at 65%.
Oh, these might not be made anymore. These might be tough to find then.
These may be very tough to find.
Never mind. Tougher. Might be out of our range.
That's okay.
Yeah.
That's
okay. I don't know if we need a 70% beer. That might not be the best. But I was like, oh, if they're like mass produced, we're getting it.
So it was funny. I'm just kind of perusing Untappd right now as we're going over just the random different things. And I'm looking at the global top beers. And I got really confused for a second until I realized exactly what time of year it is. So the top beers drank on Untappd. So the most drank.
Are these check-ins?
Yep.
Okay.
Corona. Dos Equis Special.
What the hell?
Modelo. Negro Modelo.
Wait a minute.
Corona Light.
Wait.
I mean,
Dos Equis Amber.
I think.
And Tecate.
I mean, pretty much see where this is going.
And Pacifico Clara.
How'd Tecate go so far down that list? Like, that's actually a decent beer.
Tecate is number 9.
Wow.
I mean, hell, what was yesterday?
Obviously, like, it was May 5th.
Yeah, I know. That's how I felt.
What else happened yesterday? Oh, is that why I couldn't get a table in Mexican Village?
That is probably why you couldn't get a table in Mexican Village.
I was like, oh, let's go to El Zocalo for dinner. Oh.
Xochimilco?
No, we didn't go to Xochimilco's. We were going to try to go to El Zocalo. We wound up going to Badge Brewing instead. My wife had a beer there, and it was the Blood Orange IPA from Falling Down in a collaboration with something from Batch, and my wife took it and she drank it. She's like, that was a mistake. I'm like, what's wrong? She's like, well, we had something and it was, you know, made by Falling Down. And I'm like, oh, damn. Oh. Great food. Beer left, you know, not something to be, I just don't care for their beer. I don't know if you guys feel the same way. It's just there.
I really.
Like, it's not bad, but it's just there.
It's not bad. It's just. Yeah.
It's just there. That's a really good way to explain it.
Yeah, the first time I went, I had the Scurvy IPA, and I think that was actually kind of the first Blood Orange IPA I ever had, and I thought it was pretty good. Unfortunately, I haven't had it since because I just don't really frequent the Warren area. So
good for you. I don't either. I stay out of Macomb County. I don't know why that's a bad thing. That's a good thing.
You stay out of that 586. Don't want to mess with
586.
Wow. Nothing worth going to.
Well, you got Dragon Maid.
Jimmy John's Field.
Jimmy John's Field. Is that in Utica?
The new baseball stadium.
No, I'm not driving to northern Macomb County.
You can go to Utica to watch some minor league baseball.
No, I'm good.
Are they an affiliate of anyone? Or?
No, it's a development league.
It's not even an affiliate.
What is that? Is this like semi-pro?
Dude, they sold out opening day.
I don't even understand that.
For all 400 tickets.
No, it's the 3,000 plus stadium.
All 3,000 tickets.
Oh, boy.
Sellout's a sellout.
Yeah, you buy one, get four free.
Right.
Oh, God, it's one of those.
Before we change the stuff, there's an article in Cranes that talks about the stadium. It's pretty impressive.
It's an impressive stadium or feat?
The feat of what they've done.
Okay.
Selling all the suites and all that.
All the suites.
Wait a minute.
Suites.
They have suites and cabanas, and they got them on 5-year leases.
Oh, we're going to get
you get a 5-year. It's a timeshare, Dan. developmental league baseball team timeshare.
A timeshare is where we get a couple of games each year.
Oh.
At least we're straight up owning this for the next 5 years is what they're doing.
Should we get the better on draft cabana?
No, that would be the worst. I would slap you if you're like, oh, we're not. Like,
look, no one in here wants to split $15,000 four ways.
There ain't too many reasons I would slap you. Stop. That would be one.
Stop. 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 How much?
$15,000. Some of these cabanas went for 5 digits over the next 2 years.
Do they?
I am not bullshitting you. You read Cranes Weekly.
We're in the wrong business. I think we're going
to start. Obviously, we need to start a minor league developmental baseball team. We'll call it the Ferndale Fossils.
Why are we not doing this? Just give us $15,000. Oh, we'll sell out, apparently. Here we go. Everyone's come to spend $20,000 to watch this baseball game.
I'm sorry. 2,000 seats, not 3,000.
We'll just have the local breweries supply all the beer.
Holy crap.
I was going to say, does that come with anything? Or is it just
there may become unlimited drinks.
Unlimited drinks.
Because I'm sure up there I'm getting tore up.
So back in January, they had 17 suites leased out, mostly to corporations, at a cost of $35,000. To $55,000 for an entire season.
For one season.
One season.
Yeah, fam, come check out my $35,000 lease. Come check out this baseball. Oh, is it the Tigers? No,
even better.
It's the Birmingham Bloomfield Beavers.
They got the Big Mac.
The East Side, the Diamond Hoppers.
The East Side.
Or the Utica Unicorns.
Was that their official? Did they actually announce
that? They have three. Those are the three teams.
No, there's Utica Unicorns.
Those are the three teams also.
Oh, my.
So these three teams are going to be playing each other over.
God's name. And over. $55,000.
Do all three teams play at the same field?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I'm just.
So,
I'm
just,
so there'll be literally be like a game like every day. But between, like, two different teams.
I'm just thinking that this mascot
between those
just
three teams.
Well, the plan is for them to expand starting next year.
But we only got three teams this year.
Can DCFC go play? Can we start a baseball team?
Wait, do we know 25 people that can, like, just play?
We just need to know 25 people.
Well, there's
Eric Brigman plays softball. That's one.
Let's see who get Bob to play.
Get Bob.
Plays, what about Jack over at Zatuna?
Jack at Zatuna.
Just naming random.
just naming the sponsors. What about Ryan over at 3NX Scoreboard in Allen Park?
Hey.
Can we make it a co-ed team, get Nicole involved?
All right. I don't care.
This is a slow-pitch softball team now. Is that what
No, let's just start calling people up. Hey, we're getting a team together.
For what? We're just getting a team together.
Getting a team together.
We'll call ourselves the Craft Beer Yeasts. All right, guys, we're going to take a quick break.
Thank God we're taking a break. Oh, my God.
We'll be right back with the Better on Draft podcast.
Jesus.
We are back with the final segment of the Better on Draft podcast. We are, for the most part, refilled. I forgot to refill, so I'll probably be getting some more Beam Me Up or, a beer. We have plenty of beer still on the table here to drink. We have Beam Me Up from Fatheads. Have you guys had that yet?
Yeah.
Have you guys tried
it? Yes. It's very good. I liked it.
I liked it when I was at the brewery. So I showed up, and I'm like, you know, they're like, well, what do you want? I'm like, well, do you guys have flights? And they said, sure.
Was this for work?
Yeah, well, I was in the area for work.
Okay.
And I'm like, you know, what do you have? And they said, you know, we have flights. And so I said, give me every single dark beer you have.
Nice.
That's literally what I said.
Were you feeling okay at the time?
And I was feeling fine. I just got done working. So 5 minutes later, she comes back with a flight. And it's eight dark beers. Well, seven and a Saison that I wanted to try. So she's pointing, and we're trying to figure out what the order was because she thought she had the order right. And she's like sniffing it, and then she's like, nope, this is here, and this is here. And she was able to figure out the order.
Wrong.
she figured it out because she wanted it to do like pretty much like a U. Like a horseshoe, as opposed to, you know. I wasn't thinking of that, but thank you.
Back
so,
in your mind you were.
So we had, I had all the beers pretty good. For the most part, I had one that was like a porter, and then I had a rye version of the porter, and it was not good at all.
Not a rye beer fan myself. It wasn't good.
I just couldn't. Like, the porter was delicious, and then that one was bad. But, you know, speaking of breweries that I went, I've been to a couple breweries over the past week, and I went to Latitude 42. This place is amazing. So it's out in Portage. I got a little tour thanks to Chris over there, and he showed me pretty much everything, and he was telling me the story of how the brewery started. And it was a brewer from Maui Brewing. And they literally went up to him and said, here's a blank check, go.
Wow.
And when you're a brewer with that much experience, you basically can do whatever the hell you want. So they're going to start like their own hop storage. They're going to, you know, their entire process like is well thought out. Like, they spent the money to do it, but it works so well. And I got to have a couple beers, and they have a beer coming out soon that's going to be canned called Nectar of the Goddess.
Nectar of the Goddess.
It is a fruit wheat beer, and it was delicious. It was crisp. What we were talking about, it was like a lawnmower beer. It's a beer that you will have and you will want when it's warm, want when it's cold.
Yeah.
Outside, I should say. Warm or cold outside. It was just really, really good. And then they had a another beer that was on nitro that was just so smooth.
Their Powerline Porter is pretty good.
Powerline Porter is pretty good.
I had that a couple of months ago. I got a couple cans at home. A buddy that I work with speaks very highly of Latitude 42, and he's not a really big craft beer guy, but he will, when he comes to craft, that's like his go-to.
Well, their main beer, the one that they're really, really known for, is Lucifer's Cuvée.
I love Lucifer's
Cuvée. I did not like it at all.
I do love that one.
They had, actually, he had me try a chili beer. And it was so funny because we were talking and I'm like, you know, yada yada yada, and he asked for the beer, and I, you know, like 10 minutes later I hadn't gotten to it yet.
And I'm like, yeah, you know, the one thing I really just won't try is a spicy beer, a chili beer. And he goes, oh. And so there's the little beer in front of me. And he's like, try it. I think you'll be fine. So I try it, and there wasn't that much of a kick at all. It was actually really, really good. So someone who's looking for something really spicy is not going to be too happy about it because it's not spicy at all. But, yeah, like the Island Fever was delicious. It was just a really, really fun thing. And then I went to, as I mentioned earlier, I went to Texas Corners Brewery. That was a disappointment. Like there's really? No real other reason, no other way to put it. Like I went there, they had one dark beer. They had four ciders and like three IPAs.
We got Bud Light, Miller Light, Coors Light.
That's the North Dakota, natural, not the Texas corner.
Natural Light.
That's the North Dakota with a West Virginia accent.
Texas is more like, we got one IPA. We got
that's a Stone Cold IPA.
We got a Stone Cold IPA with strawberries.
Strawberries.
And then we got another IPA. This one's got a little bit of coconut.
Oh my God. Why the coconut? Like,
I don't know why, but things. It was perfect. It was perfect. Perfect.
Three IPAs. I mean, what was? I mean, was it just like single, double, triple? Or
Like IPA, session IPA, and then their anniversary ale, which was some form of like double or triple IPA.
So you've been in business long enough to have an anniversary?
Yeah, 1 year.
Oh, okay.
So you said that you
one month. We got a 1 month anniversary.
You said that
an anniversary ale.
So you said that their beer wasn't good.
Yeah,
well, I had. It must one... not because it's not on their website. It must be bad.
I had one cider that was really good, but then I had what I was expecting to be good was like their cherry cider. Nothing. Like it did nothing for me.
Really.
So I went there. I went to Latitude. I went to Sibling Revelry.
Sibling
Revelry.
Sibling Revelry.
Where are you finding these places?
That's what I want to know.
So Sibling Revelry was in Westlake, Ohio.
That's a nice play on words. I got an idea where Westlake is. It's probably it's like Toledo area.
No. This is past like Sandusky. This is like between Sandusky and Cleveland.
They list their beers on their website. Jesus.
So Sibling Revelry, not a bad brewery. Nothing really too special to write home about. I pretty much went in there. They were closing in like a half hour. I'm like, I can go in for a flight and get out of there. Because they close at like 8 o'clock.
Oh, hell? Damn.
So, or it might have even been earlier.
They got a really big choice here, it looks like.
Yeah, they had a decent choice. I went with pretty much my styles of beers because there was no reason to try anything but my styles of beers.
they have a dark ale, a pale ale, a spring wit.
The spring wit wasn't too bad. I was going to say, check my – I'd have to check my Untappd to see how well I liked beers or not because that's pretty much how I know if I like a beer or not. Irish, that's how I remember
the Irish American.
The Irish American I remember having. I don't remember – I don't think it was good.
Blonde ale, Saison.
I had the Saison. I think the sour was good.
Belgian strong?
No, I don't remember. I drank a lot that night. Belgian. Because that was before I went to Fatheads.
Oh, okay. Belgian – they have a lot of Belgians though.
So, yeah, I was going to try to hit up another brewery on Tuesday on my way up to St. John's, but I was just exhausted, like, after all the driving, because I drove out to Mattawan from Detroit, and then I had to work in St. John's at 9 o'clock at night.
Oh.
So I got home at, like, 3:30. It was, like, a 16-hour day. I'm like, nope. Nope, not at all.
Nope.
Done.
There were just some, like, at the end, like, the next day, one of my coworkers called me. He's like, you didn't do this. And I'm like... I'm sorry. I was exhausted. It was 2 a.m. when I left. I still couldn't get their entire system set up, which really upset me because it wasn't my fault, but I just don't like leaving a job unfinished.
Right.
I mean, that's, you know, thinking of leaving a job unfinished, like I always feel bad when I can't finish a beer. Do you guys feel the same way?
No. You mean at a bar or?
Really anywhere.
Well, yeah, you know, and I didn't mean to just cut you off.
Oh, no, that's fine. That was a question to you three.
I've totally hit that wall. Like, I'm playing video games. Like, oh, man, I've had way too much. Like I'm like two or three sips into like a pint can, like something like this grind line.
Uh-huh.
It's like, oh, man, I can't finish that. Like, and then next day I realized I left like a 80% full beer sitting. I'm like, God damn it. Like, what did I just do? Like, that's such a waste. Yeah, I absolutely hate when I don't finish one, though. That's
I definitely feel the same way as when I can't. Like, especially leaving here. Like, mm-hmm. It's so hard for me to not finish a beer or not finish something that's open.
So when we have something that's open, I'm like, oh, I'll drink it. You know, I'll have it. I'll try to finish it.
But right.
There are times where, like, I have to be more responsible than trying to finish a beer.
Please drink responsibly. But, I mean,
let's figure in, you know, we'll make two rules. One, you're at a bar and somebody else is driving you home. Or two, you're at home. You know, do you feel the same way if you can't finish a beer? Do you feel, like, discouraged, like you've been defeated? I mean, when was the last time that's happened to any of us?
Like, defeated, like, oh, I can't finish this beer, I lose. No, I don't feel that. It's like, no, I'm drunk. Like, oh, I need to stop. Like, I can't. I better not do this. I probably could finish those beers that I'm like, oh, I can't do this. Like, it's like, no, well, I'm gonna function tomorrow.
Yeah, that's obviously always a big play, is if you've bit off more than you can chew and your tolerance wasn't how you felt it was going to be that night. Because there are times where, like, I'll drink and then nothing happens, and then I'll have, like, one or two beers, and I'm like, Jesus, why am I so drunk? And it's not even the fact that I didn't eat or anything. It's just, like...
It's because they were 13%. Oh,
why am I so drunk? Why am I so drunk? I only had two 750s of Black Tuesday.
Oh, two?
Oh, my God.
I mean, that's two beers, right? That's how we counted beers. You know, a pitcher of beer is one beer in a glass.
If you get through two of those at... No
more
way.
Power.
Challenge accept. No.
No.
Be like, that'd be a day Dana will be here on the show.
I'll watch that go down.
Dan will have to man the boards. Because I'll have to, like, train to drink something like that. Because that stuff's heavy to drink,
that
too.
That stuff is
I'll end
really,
up driving you home.
Really good, but really
that's
heavy.
What Dana's for.
Now she's drinking.
Dan runs the board. Dana drives me home. She's pretty much going to be my, like, surrogate because I can't talk because I'll be slurring every single word.
Oh, craft beer, Jesus.
I kind of want to have this challenge on. Maybe not with Black Tuesday, but I kind of want to come up with this.
I don't think
now.
We could find two Black Tuesday. I wouldn't want to drink two Black Tuesdays for the price that we'd have to pay.
What
for
are
that.
We doing? We just opened $100 or whatever.
Well, I mean,
drink this.
Well, we're going to have to finish a filthy 50 between the four of us.
Yeah.
It's coming. We got like 19 weeks.
19.
Relax. It's light beer. We'll
yeah,
be all right.
I still I still feel like I'm pre-gaming for episode 40.
Oh, come on. Really?
Pre-gaming?
Really? Yeah.
We're going to play Edward 40 Hands that night. I mean, oh, I don't know what mood I'm going to be in that night, but we're going to make that happen.
40s to me are like drinking Kool-Aid when somebody doesn't know how to make it right. They put like half the sugar in there when they're supposed to put in like two cups. I can't tell you
the last time I've had Kool-Aid. I'm not going to lie.
Wait, was that racist?
Wait, on my end or your end?
On my end. Wait. Why are all the people in Kool-Aid commercials black?
Why is a Kool-Aid man always breaking into people's houses?
Right.
That's a real question.
Right. What is
oh, yeah.
What is he smashing
just
my wall?
Smashing into people's walls and shit. I mean, my shit. Liberty Mutual ain't going to cover that shit.
You're going to go break into it. You know, break into his house
right.
And be like, hey.
Like, oh, yeah. Like, oh, yeah, here's the bill.
Guy's
so,
an asshole.
As you know, we talk about beer and we're talking about, you know, filthy 40s, 40 ounce, or filthy 50s, 40 ounces,
four,
all
50,
these other
40
things.
40 ounces is what we're drinking.
Is there a beer that you guys cannot go back to anymore that you once loved?
That's a good question.
Like a beer that, like, that was your beer, your go-to beer. You know, and it can be craft, it can be, you know,
macro,
yeah. Macro. It can be whatever you want, but a beer
that you can't go back to.
Yep.
But you once
like you've tried, you tried.
Like
and
you
it
used
just
to think it was
taste.
Awesome,
yeah,
and then you go back, it's like, oh, this ain't as good. Ooh.
Yeah, that's
I don't know.
That's a hard question,
that's a
isn't
very
it?
Hard question.
Because yeah. you're thinking back to all your mainstays, your beers that you always had, the beers that you had to drink, and you're like, you know, what could I not go back to? And I think we live in a day to where we really don't go back to beers anymore because there's so mm-hmm. much beer going forward.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. No, there is one. I mean, from the time that I was really getting into Bell's and, you know, watching my Steelers games. Yes, I am a Steelers fan. Full disclosure for anybody who don't know.
Terrible towel.
I got five of them in the house, including one is including one that is beach towel size, and I will twirl the shit out
oh
of that.
Boy. Just don't bring it in here because that's all Dan's going to do the entire show.
I'll take
it. Why would you?
Because you're the one with the bell. You're the one with the sound machine.
Yeah, you're right.
You're right.
It would be
so, like a child.
But one of the big traditions I always had was like during the playoffs is that I would always have a Bell's Cherry Stout waiting. for when that win would happen.
Oh, God.
And I absolutely, you know, that was like one of my first like true, like when I was starting to get into, you know, craft beer, that I absolutely loved Cherry Stout. And, you know, I bought a six of that not too long ago. I tried to drink one and I said, you know, this, my taste just is not there anymore. I just, it has the bitterness that I still kind of like, but it was just that cherry flavor that was in there that I just really could not get into anymore. So it's like, it was like, all right, I just need to find a new tradition beer for playoff wins. I'm like, I can't drink this anymore.
Well, they have to also win again.
Well, yeah. There's that, I mean, too.
Have four, I mean, or five.
We got six rings. Six rings.
Yeah. Out of, I mean, how many Super Bowls? That's a pretty good.
I'm a pretty hardcore fan, but I'm a straight up realist too. I mean, yeah, we lose. And, you know, when people come up and say, hey, what are your Steelers going to do this year? I'm like, they're going to do the same thing they're supposed to do every damn year. They're supposed to win the Super Bowl. And, you know, if they have a shitty team, then, yeah, hey, I'll admit it. They have a shitty team. I just don't want to lose the Lions. That's all.
What about you, Nick?
I'm still thinking.
You're still thinking, Dan?
I don't know. I really don't know.
His Cherry Stout was a very good one. That's one I have a hard time drinking when I used to really like it. Mine, obviously, King Cobra is very hard. I can. It's funny, yeah.
Way to get down with an Anaconda.
I used to drink like three or four of those a day. That was
your drink.
That was like my go-to drink. Like, I could go Nick's frat house. I drank four of them one time. Four and then King Cobras. Yeah, no joke. I used to be able to get three for $5.
Yeah.
And I would drink them all. Like, no
go
problem.
Go to the party store down the street from the house, and then you get, like, five of them.
That's where I get the fourth one from, would be going there after I brought the other three. They're gone.
You get three of those in a hot and ready. You're set for the day.
You're talking to someone who, like, mid-30s drinking four King Cobras in a day. Yeah.
Shit.
No issues with that.
Lawnmower 40.
With a bunch of college kids.
Yeah, with people, like, half my age, literally.
Only because I was in the fraternity, you know.
Like, hey guys, like, no one knew. Like, I don't look exactly like almost 40, but I don't deny that. I don't
Thanks.
Talk about it.
Nah.
No, you don't look.
No one paid
you don't
attention.
Look it either. Yeah, no. But
no one cared.
I do.
They probably would care now, but their parties are
40 year old. Oh, hey guys,
I'm like 30, and I'm like, Jesus Christ, why am I still?
Oh, here? Every time I was there, I was like, what the fuck? I'm like. So I'm 19. Oh, wow. Well, hey, you're literally Dan, half my age.
Dan, you want to go to the library?
Library. Oh, I was on the porch.
Oh, my God.
No, this is an actual conversation happened there.
Wait, really?
No, what he just quoted actually happened. Guy talking about the library.
The library. He just couldn't get that second R in there.
Was this at a party?
Yeah.
Why did we want to go to the library on a...
Oh, no. It's a different story. We'll talk about it off air.
Okay. Never mind.
So, for me, there's definitely two in that, like, giant cataclysm of beers that I just can't go to anymore. One of them's Killian's.
I was thinking about that.
I can't do Killian's anymore. And then my old go-to yellow beer was always Coors Light. And I could pound it like it was nothing, and I just do not like it anymore.
LeBlat, now that I think about LeBlat Blue.
LeBlat.
LeBlat. LeBlat, yeah.
When you mix half LeBlat, half Blat.
LeBlat Blue. I think I'm in that. I think that's probably it for me.
It's such an interesting taste because, like, I went from Coors Light, and now I pretty much solely drink Miller, like, when I drink my yellow beers.
Yeah.
But you're talking days when we used to go out to Five Star, JD's, and we would order them by the pitcher as if it was nothing.
Hand over fist.
Oh, yeah. I would drink two, three pitchers of
Coors Light.
You know, Coors Light a night, easy. Just nothing.
Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night at JD's.
Well, I was going to say, like, that was me at the City Club days, the double fisting the pitchers of Budweiser. Bud Light, yeah.
Do they still let you drink for the pitchers there at
City Club's not even open anymore. It's Smalls now is where everyone goes. But yeah, until they close, you could get the pitchers of whatever they had. It was always low and crap.
It was like PBR, Bud, and Bud Light. That was
they never had PBR. Oh, God, I would love if they only had one tap, and it was whatever.
What, City Club?
Yeah.
It was like Budweiser.
Bud Light, yeah. Whatever one it was. Yeah.
I haven't been there in forever.
Well, Smalls is more fun.
Is that kind of like City Club?
Yeah. You never been to Smalls?
No, I haven't.
Good concert venue or club venue.
I've heard of it.
Yeah, it's Hamtramck.
Oh, okay.
I went there once.
Yeah, oh, God. That's a whole other story off of there.
Yeah, tried to kill me.
No strobe lights the whole night. He gets there just in time for the main band who has strobe lights.
Get up at 10. Hey, you should come to the show. It's like $10 to get in. Oh, sure. Why not?
There were four bands. No strobe lights. Band number five, strobe lights everywhere. What happened?
That sucks. That's terrible.
That made me feel really bad. But it's like, oh, my God. How did this just happen?
Wow. No, it wasn't. That kind of stuff would just – I just walk away and I just don't deal with it. Oh, my gosh. So there's a brewery in Australia.
Are they making black hops?
Maybe.
Well, that was like a while
ago. I hear Rob grunting over there.
This is from Australia's 7 Cent Brewery.
And 7 Cent?
7 Cent Brewery.
7 Cent Brewery.
And
good night, mate.
It's using a Belgian-style wit beer infused with orange zest and coriander. And they're not sourcing yeast.
Huh?
They're using belly button lint.
What?
I was waiting for it.
Oh, I was waiting for it. What the fuck are they doing?
So it says co-founders Brendan Baker and Matthew Bausted and Doug Bremer carefully and very scientifically each collected their own cultures, which were then spread onto agar plates, and incubated. They found
agar plates?
Agar, A-G-A-R. No, yeah, found all sorts of interesting things growing, including what appeared to be colonies of yeast.
Well, congratulations. You're not selling any beer. Good job. I swear, no one's going to buy that.
But of course, can
we get them on Skype? I know it's a big time difference. But
that's probably a decent time for them. It's probably, what, 10 a.m. right now?
They're like 15 hours ahead.
Where are they at in Austin?
It's like 15 hours ahead, something like that.
Same as Japan, Indonesia.
Wait, where is this at? Where in Australia does it say?
I don't know. It just says Australia 7 Cent Brewery.
Belly.
So
I'm convinced. I want to get these guys.
They're not selling a damn.
So basically, you have two choices because there's now like what would you guys choose? Because there was a Czech brewery who did vagina yeast, and you have a navel yeast. I guess you could say.
My choice is neither.
Bud Light.
Yeah, Bud Light.
Well, let's play a little Would You Rather.
Bring me them King Cobras. Bring those back over here.
I'll like them again.
I'll drink four right now. I don't give a crap.
It's so crazy what people are doing just to try to be special.
Yeah, that's the point we're at with craft beer.
It's ridiculous. I mean, I don't think we're out of flavors enough to have to start going to something like belly lint. I mean, next thing you know, and
I don't want to know where you're going.
Where are you going with this?
Because after vagina yeast and belly button lint, I don't know where you're going.
I mean, toe jam?
Toe jam.
Dick cheese.
Do we call it toe Dick jam and ch- Earl?
I mean, as if it's bad enough to take it from any bodily crevice of any sort whatsoever. I think there's more than enough. I mean, hell, brew it with some damn dandelions or something.
So,
can't you make wine out of dandelions or something like that?
I mean, I don't care if you like just take some sea foam.
Nick, call these guys on Skype right now.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm going to contact them and see if they want to come on a show.
Oh, yes. We need to hear the logic behind this.
You're in Australia. Take a piece of the Great Coral Reef, for God's sakes. Do something.
So
I'm
on their Facebook right now, and it looks like a couple of news, like some TV station in Australia did an interview on them, and
Yeah, they got some.
They got some. Well, I mean, they got some like some.
I mean, they've been open for 5 years now, so it's not like this is some new brewery,
right? I mean, you do something like this, you're gonna get publicity one way or the other.
The pictures are just weird.
I'm just hoping everybody else is drinking their other beers and not this one.
Jacoby and Myers.
I wonder how much it would cost for us to ship a bottle of the belly button beer.
We should find out.
Hell, shouldn't be too much if we can get him to send us one.
We will pay you this much.
Anyone, so we can watch Ken drink this beer.
Anyone listening in Australia, if you can get a bottle of this.
I was going to say, do we have any Australian listeners?
I don't remember. I don't think so. No, I think we did. You got the laughs out. You might have.
If you are from Australia and you're listening.
We will pay you. we have PayPal.
I want to say we do. There was some downloads.
Yeah, I know we had a big contingency in India.
Huge and contingency.
Like Pakistan. India.
No, not so much. Well, Pakistan did have about a gig of downloads. India had like 15 gigs of downloads.
Yeah, they love us in India.
Well, we do have an international following, contrary to what certain people say. We really do. If you want to argue me on that, I'll argue that
We're not a struggling podcast.
Yeah. We're huge in Germany.
Huge. Actually, we're not. You know, the places I would expect, no, but like, Ireland, we have. Quite a following.
Ireland, too. Yes, but not like Germany, Belgium.
Dude, let's get him on the show. It's not even 11 a.m. over there.
I was say Germany's dealing with the purity law and none of anything that
everybody that's like, hey, let's stop the purity law now. Germany does not want the purity law anymore, for lack of better. It's over.
We talked about that last week.
We did,
I think. Yeah, it's kind of old, outdated. Come to 2016.
Welcome.
We can message him on Facebook, man.
Yeah, follow him on Twitter.
Buy all the merchandise.
You knew exactly what I was doing.
But stay away from craft beer Yeezus. That's ours.
We need to trademark that.
Send them a message. Send them a link to this podcast. Let them listen to it. Let them hear us slightly badmouth their lit beer, as disgusting as that kind of sounds, and hopefully prove us wrong that this beer actually tastes good.
Calling you out.
Despite the fact that we will sit here and know that this beer was made out of somebody's belly lint.
And then it's going to be me that's drinking it.
I wonder, how much do you need to do it? To brew beer?
To get the yeast, you can get the yeast and do 7 or 8 generations and do quite a few brews off of that.
Yeah, it's not that much. If you look at I'm trying to think of the it might have been the beer documentary that the Mike's Hard Lemonade woman made. What's funny as we're talking about this, so our friend Matt Bush from Powers told me that while all this craft beer stuff is happening and Budweiser is losing, and money and stuff. They're still making money hand over fist, but they're not making as much. Mike's Hard Lemonade actually made more money this year than they did last year, 15 than 14.
What?
Yeah. I couldn't tell you the last time I saw a Mike's Hard Lemonade commercial or anything about it. And I'm like,
I could believe that. I go to my grandma's house. It fills her entire.
Your grandma drinks Mike's Hard Lemonade? That's awesome.
She does. It's like it pretty much just fills her.
That's the kind of stuff that I used to drink when I was like 12.
I was going to say, I remember drinking that in 1999. Like, no joke.
She drinks that.
I was 13 then, yeah.
I kind of got her on the Not Your Father's root beer, so.
Like, drink this, Grandma. It's a little bit better.
Actually, Christmas time, I actually handed her a bottle. I said, "Hey, you'll probably enjoy it,
Grandma."
Right?
Thanks. Back to the future.
I'm going to the dance, Grandma.
So, speaking of grandma's drinking, where your grandmas could drink?
Where?
Actually, doing the full promotion for 3-Nick Scoreboard and Alan Pye. Your grandmas could drink there.
Oh, my 98-year-old grandma will go drink this.
They have a beer for every person there, including their little refrigerator. They got 28 taps.
You could call grandma. Plenty of liquor. Right now.
I went there and I seriously got a half-pound burger, fries, and a tall Miller Lite for $7.
Damn.
Yeah, that's cheaper than going to McDonald's.
Right?
Got some good wings there.
Oh, yeah. They got a lot of decent food there. Their food is definitely reasonably priced. Their beer is priced just as well, especially if you like the cheaper of beers, for sure. You can go there, get drunk, and get out in $20.
Easy. They got Black Label on tap.
I don't think so. Not right now, but
anyone
maybe they'll Black Label and they'll Randall it with some coffee.
Ooh,
and
I'm
cherries.
In. I'll call them right now. Call them and see if we can do that.
Or your favorite. Maybe we can do some watermelon with the Blatt or
the Black Blatt's, Label. The Blatt's Black Label mix with watermelon.
I'll get my grandma in there.
I mean, I know how much you love Dorado, the watermelon Dorado.
Oh, that was the worst. The alleged alcoholic Jolly Rancher.
Oh, so bad.
Yeah,
it wasn't good at all.
Yeah, no, not at all.
I'm kind of upset that I didn't pick up. They had the No Rules that was Randled with the pear and grapefruit IPA, and I'm kind of upset that I didn't
get a
howler to bring it over here to try, but I was too busy paying $7 for a meal and like, oh, okay, well, I guess I'm going to go now because I feel like I'm stealing from you. So we got about a minute left in regards to everything. You guys did like, what did you think of the High Lie?
I thought the High Lie was average.
Average. Ooh.
Average. I mean, it's an IPA. I'm not really feeling, you know, anything.
Well, Dan, I think you're the only other one here that's had the High Lie. What did you?
It's all right.
It's all right. It's just there.
It's just there. It's not outstanding.
It's just the typical IPA.
I'm not getting anything, you know, unicornery in this.
You think all. It's pretty much blown out of proportion because of the fact that it's not a Michigan beer that you can get here?
I think so. At least for me.
It's like heady toppers. Like, oh,
I don't know. I got a can of Maduro that I haven't opened yet that's in the refrigerator, so I think I'm going to do that for the post show. But we still have like a full growler worth of beer left, so that's what I'll be drinking while we're
Maybe we can get those guys in Australia to give us their 7th Century 700 IBU triple IPA.
Okay. Yep.
All right, folks.
Calling you out.
That is going to do it for us here at the Better on Draft podcast. No matter what you think of your beer, you craft beer Yeezuses, we think it's Better on Draft. Have a good night.
Good night.